good stuff, and maybe the scientists would find it more useful to understand their data if they slept on it. Now, have you ever found the advice to sleep on it often turns out to be true, whether it's solving a problem or trying to learn something? Now, we've known for some time that sleep helps us to remember things by helping the brain to file away and strengthen our memories. And now, new research from Erin Wamsley at Harvard Medical School, published in the journal Current Biology, provides more evidence that the best way to remember something is indeed to sleep on it, and, more importantly, to dream about it.
So how has she found this?
Well, she and her team asked 99 volunteers to memorise the layout of quite a complicated computer maze, and then they were tested to see if they could get to a specific place in the maze after being dropped in it at a random starting point. And 5 hours later, the volunteers were tested again. But in the interim, some of them had had a nap, but some of them had been made to stay awake.
So what were the two differences that they found between these groups?
Well, they found that the people who'd had about an hour and a half shut-eye in between the tests managed to get through the maze an average of around 3 minutes faster than the first time they were tested. But the people who stayed awake only managed about 26 seconds faster.
Right, what's that got to do with dreaming, though?
Well, as well as seeing whether the volunteers had had a nap or not, Wamsley also asked the nappers whether they dreamed about the maze, and she found that people who dreamed about doing the task during their nap improved in the second test far more than the people who didn't. So it suggests that dreaming is actually a really powerful mental rehearsal for a task.
Well, that's interesting, because we all know that dreams are often really weird. I mean, I have dreams that I'm in my old house but looking for a toilet usually. So how does that help?
Well, it's very true that your dreams aren't really an accurate reflection of reality. And in these experiments, the volunteers also had some pretty wacky dreams. For example, when the volunteers described their dreams, they didn't talk about the specific maze or specific things in the maze, but they mentioned similar but related situations. So, for example, a different maze or being stuck in something like a cave. And intriguingly, she found that the people who found the maze task most difficult were more likely to dream about it. So maybe their brains were kind of panicking, processing all the information, and maybe even worrying about having to do the test again while they were asleep.
So thinking about something while you're asleep is actually more efficient at helping you to remember than thinking about it while you're awake.
Well, that's what this does seem to suggest, but it's important to point out the researchers don't think it's the actual dreams that are improving our memory. It's more like dreams are a side effect of the underlying brain process, the sort of filing away that goes on while we're asleep. But based on this research, you might actually draw the conclusion it's best to study right before you go to bed at night, or alternatively, have a nap after you've done a really hard revision session.
Indeed, sleep is always the cure for everything.